We all struggle. But through it all, I know I'm blessed. And I'm grateful.
Appreciate the blessings. Appreciate the inner peace that I got when I'm stressing. Appreciate the fact that you don't leave me out here guessing.
Welcome to another episode of the Grateful Dread Podcast. I'm your host, Jimmy Soul, a.k.a. the Grateful Dread, a.k.a. the Mad Fanatic, a.k.a. Andrew Young. Today I am blessed. I am loved. I am grateful to be alive, to experience another day. And my message today is just thank you. There's so much power in saying thank you to God. I watched this this video today by a spiritual leader named Muji. His YouTube channel is Mujiji, M-O-O-J-I-J-I. And he just always talks about finding inner peace and gratitude, and he did this practice. A lot of people I talk to, I mean, the whole reason I do this Grateful Dread podcast is to remind people of the power of gratitude and to appreciate the blessings and to be grateful, because I know that when you shift into a state of being thankful, everything can change. Blessings can start pouring in, and the number one thing that changes is your focus, your perspective changes. Because sometimes God is already surrounding you. You're already ridiculously blessed, but you're focusing, like with a camera. Like, hold on. When a camera's, like, you take like I don't know if you know about photography, but you take a lens with a shallow depth of field, which is what I think humans are. I think we have kind of shallow depths of field, which means that we can't really focus on something way down there and focus on something right in front of us at the same exact time. And like with the lens, you might see the problem right in front of you. You're focusing on like your hand, and you just see the problem, right? Your hand over there. Like, I'm putting my hand in front of the video for the people just listening. You won't get what I'm saying. But like, okay, my hand's in focus, right? It's really not, because it's dark out here and whatever. But like, say my hand was the problem. My hand was my circumstances that are right in front of me. All the things that are overwhelming me. Say they're bills or this virus or someone in my life is sick or whatever is immediately in front of me. Sometimes we tend to focus on just that thing, and what we don't see is back there, God is all around us. There's not in this illustration I'm doing, but that's how it works. I was reading this or watching this sermon this morning with on Elevation Church, and he talked about this scripture. I'm trying to think of where it was. I feel like it was in Hebrews. No, it was in 1 Kings. A chapter 9 or something like that. And it was some guy named Elisha, and they went to sleep in some tent, and they woke up and they were surrounded by an army. And he was like, bruh, what are we gonna do now? And the dude prayed, like, yo, God, open this dude's eyes so he could see. Matter of fact, he was like, yo, we good. It's only a couple of them. There's more of us than there are them, right? And then he was like, he's like, what? Because all he saw was what was right in front of him, was just mad soldiers and stuff. What he didn't see was, and then he prayed, God, open his eyes so he can see. And what he saw was up on the hills and stuff, there was mad of their soldiers, like with fire and horses and chariots and all types of stuff. And he like, so the point of his whole thing that he was saying is the same thing I'm trying to say, which is that God might be all around you already, right? He might already have it covered. You might not actually need him to come do anything. It just might already be covered. You might already be wildly blessed. You're just not focusing on the blessings. You're focusing on the problems right in front of you. So you're not seeing the blessings. So for example, if I broke my arm or something, right? I might be focusing on that, but I might not think about how blessed I am to still have my legs or to still have my hands or the fact that I'm not paralyzed and that my arm is going to heal. I might be focusing on the wrong thing. I might not be appreciating the blessing. So what I want to do today is just say thank you. And what Mujiji was teaching when he was saying the power of thank you, it's not just saying thank you. It's really like, you know what I mean? Almost like bowing to God and saying like, thank you. Thank you. And really feeling it every single time, saying thank you. You don't even have to say what you're thankful for at first. You could just start off saying thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. And then if you start thinking of things you're thankful for, thank you for my kids waking up this morning. Thank you for giving me life again today. Thank you for allowing me to get meals. Thank you for putting it in my grandma's heart to help me get some groceries today. Thank you for allowing us to have that good spaghetti with the garlic bread. Thank you that we have a place to sleep tonight. Thank you that despite all that's going on, we're still okay. Thank you for giving me the ability to watch that powerful sermon this morning and that YouTube video with Mujiji. Thank you for protecting my grandma. Thank you. Thank you for giving me grace. Thank you for allowing me to still experience love despite all my sins. Thank you. Thank you for allowing me to make music. Thank you for giving me a studio. Thank you for giving me two beautiful daughters who love me. Thank you for my wife. Thank you for working on our relationship. Thank you for blessing me with talent. Thank you. And honestly, I could probably do that for like all day, but just that right there, just a few minutes of saying thank you and feeling it every single time, really like close your eyes, like bow, like not like a bow like crazy, you know what I mean? Just kind of nod like I do in my Appreciate the Blessings picture and in my Grateful Dread cover. Just thank you. There's so much power in saying thank you. It allows you the opportunity to shift your own perspective to the things you are grateful for and get in tune with that vibration, get in that frequency of gratitude and love and realizing how blessed you already are. And then you're just going to attract more of that into your life. If you focus on the problems of your life, you're probably just going to attract more of that. You focus on the fears, you focus on the lack, you focus on what you're worried about, you're just going to attract more of that kind of reality. See, my thing is I kind of blend all these different teachings. Like, that's why I tell my friend all the time, like, I'm not religious, I'm spiritual. And I don't even really define myself that way. I just have a relationship with God. I have a spiritual practice that anybody can have. And that's just going within and praying, talking, being quiet, being still, being grateful, practicing love, practicing gratitude, being faithful. And I study everyone. I study Buddhist teachers. I study people who teach on law of attraction. I study Jesus Christ first and foremost, that's my guy, right? But what I've noticed in my studies is that they're all teaching the same things. The only thing that changes is the verbiage, which is semantics. But law of attraction is faith, right? Love is the end all be all. Love God, love yourself, love others. If you just only had that, Jesus literally said, like, yo, you could just do that and you'd be good in my book. You know what I mean? That's really all you gotta do. And like I said, I'm trying to give you a little gem. And the gem is the power of thank you. There's so much power in saying thank you. It sounds so simple. And there's people, I study a lot of people. I told you, Dave Meltzer, another dude that talks about saying thank you. Almost everybody talks about gratitude. Everybody successful, everybody happy. That's another thing. People really get caught up in thinking like that I believe, or I just want to make sure people don't think that I believe that being successful is being financially successful. Being financially successful is being financially successful. You can be successful in a whole bunch of areas in your life. You can be physically successful. You can be physically fit. And you can reach your fitness goals and be successful. You can have a successful, long-lasting, loving marriage. You can have a successful relationship with your children. But to be what I believe is successful is to have all of those things in balance, in harmony, be spiritually aligned, to be physically healthy, to be financially stable, to be mentally sound, be at peace mentally, emotionally stable. You know, I think it's all of it matters. It's not just like money is not the end all be all for me at all. Money's a tool. And it's definitely a tool I don't think we should resist. And I think it's a tool we've been programmed to resist. But that's for another day. What I want to say is to find peace, to find joy, to live a life that's fruitful, where the fruit of the Holy Spirit is revealed in your life, where you're patient and you're filled with joy and love and kindness and gentleness and forgiveness. And when you're living that fruitful life, that fruit-filled life, it's gonna start with you being grateful, because you're able to give thanks even though you're able to see past your hand and look at everything in your life that's been blessed. All the aspects that you've been taken care of. You're grateful for the breath in your lungs. When you get to a point where like the house could be burning down metaphorically, like everything's falling apart, but you're grateful for the air in your lungs, if that's enough, like, well, but I'm still alive. Thank you for allowing me to live, to fight another day. Thank you for this not being the end of my story, right? Because you don't know what's happening. God's always working. There's always time to turn it around. There's help might be on the way. Help is on the way. Something I always believe. Help is on the way. But if you can get into a place where you're grateful, which you can get there, I'm telling you can get there just by saying thank you a bunch of times and meaning it. Just say thank you. You can get there. You will see your situation start to turn around. It happened to me this morning, literally last night. I ate the worst meal. I was down to nothing. I was eating it was just I literally gave it a 2 out of 10. I was like, yo, this was the worst meal ever, but it was what I could get for $6, which was what I had at the time. And something compelled me to call my grandma this morning and just be like, hey, what's going on? We're talking, whatever. She's like, we're talking about this whole thing. I'm seeing how she's doing with the virus and everything like that. She's like, how you looking with food? Right. And I didn't want to, say anything about food. I just wanted to see how she's doing. She's like, how you doing with food? Not too good. Right. Next week, I'll be straight. She's like, well, yo, I actually just got this blessing from your grandfather. You know what I mean? I could send you half of it. You can go get you straight till your money comes in next week. I'm like, man, you sure? She's like, yeah, absolutely. I got you. Right. This is 5 minutes after I'm saying thank you. I'm saying thank you while having zero in my bank account, while not knowing how I'm going to eat today. Really just grateful to be alive. Grateful that my kids woke up. Grateful that I know the situation could turn around. Grateful that God's in my life. 5 minutes later, I'm going to the grocery store, getting groceries for the whole week. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, wow, that was fast. Literally 5 minutes after I said thank you, here comes a blessing. And I wasn't expecting it at all. My grandma's on a fixed income. I don't expect her to just have money. She just happens to have money. You know what I mean? And that's how it always is in my life. I'm telling you, when I start giving thanks, blessings start pouring in. And I don't do it let me be grateful to get something. I don't give thanks to get. I give thanks because I'm grateful. Truly. And God rewards gratitude. You know what I mean? Especially if it's real. That's why I say, when you say that thank you, really mean it. Really appreciate these blessings. That's what I'm trying to get you to do. Appreciate the blessings. I can appreciate the fact that I can come here and sit here and read my Bible, read this book I got from the dollar store for a dollar, on the fruits of the Holy Spirit, and with Bible study in it, and take notes and answer questions and listen to some songs and sing and just sit here to the beach. I was at this beach since it was bright out. It is pitch black. I'm so grateful for this life. And I just want to kind of pass that on to others, man. Gratitude, the power of thank you. And as always, appreciate the blessings.
Appreciate the blessings.
So thankful.
I'm blessed, yes. Appreciate the blessings.
I'm so grateful to be alive.
And I thank you. Appreciate the blessings.
I'm blessed. I'm blessed.
I'm blessed, yes. Appreciate the blessings.
So are you.
And I thank you. Appreciate the blessings.
Appreciate the blessings.